95. We're holding this service at IOF Hall in Lansing, Michigan. Praise the Lord. I hope this tape will be a blessing to whoever may hear it. We pray this, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, Father. Well, amen, amen. Father, we pray the will of thy Holy Spirit in this, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
And but they have the word. I do a lot of Chinese. See how they write Chinese on there? I can't read it. They can. If they were here, we'd think Chinese and that.
The army together, huh?
Yeah. Praise God. Well, the Bible says where two or three are gathered together in his name, that they've been in our midst. The sad news is, Bob and Mom and them won't be here, and the missionary won't be here, but the good news is we're here. Praise God. So I'm thankful for that.
That's right.
He says where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I'll be in your midst. Praise God. Brother Jim Jones, I was talking to him earlier today, and he's wanting to come. See my Chinese Bibles?
Yeah.
They've been pretty. You know, the Chinese, they have what they call Chinese red. And one side is Chinese. If I say, turn to St. John, the first chapter, third verse, well, their numbers are all the same. So they would look St. John and turn, and then across the page, I could read it in English, and they could read it in Chinese. Praise God. So, Ling Su Chong, she's from northeast China, up near the north of the Yellow Sea. Lord willing, if I live that long, I'd like to go back. I left China in 45, you know. A lot of them are going to the university out here, see. But she's a professor in China when she's in China. Northeast China, Changchun, China, and their climate's about the same as ours here.
See. Yeah.
And I was telling Brother Jim, Changchun means long, long spring. That's what the name of the means.
Okay.
Jo Guangling, she done a lot of this Chinese writing for me underneath the song. See? So, praise God. So anyway, you don't have to stand, but let's open in prayer. Brother Davis, you want to open prayer for us?
Thank you, Lord, because you're so good.
Yes.
We praise you, Lord, because we know that one of these days, Lord, you're coming back.
Yes.
You're coming back after our people have made us ready.
Ready.
Lord, help us to be ready, Lord.
Yes.
Gracious God, mighty God, mighty God.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, because you're wonderful.
Yes, thank you, Father.
We love you and praise you, Lord. Give you all the praise and honor and glory.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Jesus' name. What's that one? I'll give you this. What's that one? Jesus has a favorite set where the saints of God are. What is the name of that?
Remember, this is has a favorite spread where the saints of God are.
Yeah. Here, well, what is it? You know where it's at in there, brother? Can you find that in that book? I say it.
Come
and die. That's it. That's it, brother. You got it. Praise God. Come and die.
103.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With this manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Oh, come and dine, Master calleth, come and dine. We'll feast at Jesus' table all the time.
She'll send the mother to turn the water into wine. To the hungry call us now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master calleth unto them, come and dine. Then they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hunger every time. Oh, come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He'll fed the multitudes, turn the waters into wine. In the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side, and the host of heaven will assemble be. Oh, it will be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Oh, come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He'll fed the multitudes, turn the waters into wine. The hungry calleth now, come and dine. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I was thinking of Jesus, you know, of all the miracles and all the witnesses that was of what the things that he done. And here, Jesus really got upset at the disciples at the time, but they hadn't received the Holy Spirit yet. So they couldn't really receive the things of God, only as he opened up their understanding. But I thought when they were out in the sea there, and they were about going to be washed off and drowned, Jesus, he says, you know, really, I think at times it got them. Where's all your faith? If you see me walking on water and healing cancers, and then you got feeling bad just because you had a toothache and didn't know who was in your midst, you know, that's the hour we're in. People don't know where God's people are in this hour. They don't know who's in their midst in this hour. And you try to express, and you might as well hit your head on a stone wall. We're in a faithless, hopeless generation. We're in the last hour. We're in the Laodicean hour. This world is can't get much worse. But he says, come and dine. Praise God. Praise God. I was dealing with a little Chinese fellow here not long ago, and he, in China, when we left China in 45, well, the communists came into Shanghai in 46, and they actually set up the communist government in Beijing in 48. But they've been telling these people all these years, all religion is emotionalism. That's all it is. It's a fixation of the mind. It's a man-made religion. It's something people have to hope in order to hold their sanity. See? And Apostle Paul said, if our hope in Christ is in this world only, if it's just a man-made religion, we're like all the rest of them, otherwise we're like all men most miserable. No wonder you got a bunch of, like Jim was saying, you got people that will talk and walk away as they're talking. You got burnout minds from dope. You got, they've been taught for years when the junior colleges started in 45 or 65. I was there, hit over the security when I came back out of the mission field. In that first junior college in Oakland County, 65. They've been teaching them. You're just an animal. And they act act like animals. They think like animals. What do you expect but animals? But God's got a people. I tell this little Chinese fellow, he's telling me, I tell him about how God had dealt me when I was about 12 years old at an old Baptist church in Pyatt, Michigan. I was just a street boy. I don't even remember seeing my father until I was 14. He left during the Depression. I was so young I couldn't remember. I was just a street boy. But I went into the old Baptist church and it's Prospect Street in Pontiac, Michigan. About 12 years old. Just a little street boy. That's all I was. I went into that old Baptist church that Sunday morning. It's not like the Baptist church today. Pentecost churches, all of them are perverted to the core. They got psychology, philosophy, and mental delivery, but they got no presence of the Holy Spirit. And they expect you to sit there and commune with them. There is no communion with them. They can add nothing to you. So a little Chinese fella, I tell him about how God dealt me at this old Baptist church when I was 12. I went in there, and brother, I didn't know nothing. I didn't know the Bible said you could be baptized with the Holy Spirit, that you could be birthed to the water. I didn't know nothing of that. But in that old Baptist church, in them years, brother, the presence of God was in that little church. I didn't even know what it was, but I went in there that morning at 12 years old, and I felt the presence of God, and I didn't even understand. I had no understanding of the Bible or anything. And this is probably 1937. Brother, I start crying in that little bath. I couldn't quit. My face started quivering. I couldn't quit. An old Baptist church in them years always had a tank of water. They'd baptize me. And then I got baptized that morning. In 37. And I come out of there and I'm still crying. I was in the presence of God. Didn't even know what it was. God was in that church. Now they haven't got it. They got high flies, selling equipment, banging the drums and screaming and opening out and dancing like a dreamer. But no presence of God. Brother, this table is set for the saints of God. And I tell this little Chinese fellow about that. And he says, you must have been all really emotional. He even taught religion is just emotion. You must have been all really emotional when you were a little cub. I said, wait a minute. I want to tell you something. Wait a minute. I got his attention. I said, when I come home from the war in 1947, in January, brother, if you can't tell me where you got the Holy Ghost, you haven't got the Holy Ghost. I can tell you where he filled me with the Holy Spirit. And I'm never the same since. And I'm just a fool, still going on. But if you got this in you, I don't care how bad it gets out here, you still serve God. Because we know Him in the power of His resurrection. We know Him. And so, he said, you must spit off emotion. I said, well, I'm going to tell you something. He's serious. A good little fellow. I said, in 1947, like a home in a war, the Bible says no man comes to the Father unless the Father. You don't come to God when you please. No. You've got to come in a place where somebody has it. There's a presence of God. And then things happen. There's a presence right now. I feel His presence right now. I'm blessed being here. I don't care what. I thank God I'm here. I feel good. I says, just wait a minute. I'm going to tell you something, this little Chinese fellow. I said, that president came in me in 1947 and it's never left me. All these years, boy, he listened then. You want to call that emotion? I've had 50-some years of emotion. Brother, it's with me now. Nobody wants to hear it, hardly, this hour. And if Satan can shut you up where you can't even get together and let it loose, it about binds your stomach up where it constipates and kills you practically. Brother, I got something to say. I know something. God's people that have the Holy Spirit know God. I tell that little Chinese fellow, I said, I know God. You're talking to somebody that knows something. Not just read about it. I know God. I'm Praise God.
We'll never forget it
either. No! Two or three together in his name. He's in our midst right now. Brother, I'm being fed right now. I feel the presence of God. Brother, this little deal I have here, God, just read it to you. God gave it to me the other night. I got it for in the Chinese people where they come. I wrote here, Brother Jim, you can hear me as I read this on this statement. I ask this question. Is there power or eternal life in the gospel of Jesus Christ? Is there?
Yeah.
This church system out here, Pentecost Heaven, don't have it anymore. The trains already went by. The men are hooping and hollering and screaming and jumping up and down and playing their instruments. They'll knock you on the wall. But there's no presence of God. So I ask this question. This is I'm going to give these Chinese people. Is there power or eternal life in the gospel of Jesus Christ? I put here, of course there is. But there is no power or eternal life in Christian religions. It's dead. It's gone. There's no presence of God. So I put here, my mission is this. This is my mission. I had a whole, I was out to a Chinese group here not long ago. I had a group. They had around the chairs in a round circle, about as big a round as this, in a big circle. You know, when the Holy Ghost comes on, you got their attention.
Oh, yeah.
I don't worry about that. When God wants you to speak, you got it. I told them this, my mission. I said, you know what my mission is? You know what I've got? My mission is that people may receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost the same way as all the apostles. Not some of them, all of them. Mother Mary, not just the pop, Mother Mary, and about 120 did on the day of Pentecost. He said, I won't drink the wine no more till I drink it with my Father. I'll drink it. Brother, on the day of Pentecost, they drank of the living waters. And Peter that denied him three times, Peter that said, oh, I'll even die for you. Jesus said, Peter, after you converted, strengthen your brother. Brother, from the day of Pentecost, he was never the same again. And brother, they were going to suffer them. Don't think you're not. This is not my God's world. Satan runs this planet down here. It wouldn't be in a mess. But when he comes again and takes his bride out, and they come and rule and reign with him for 1,000 years, it's going to be reversed. And this old carnal-minded people are going to be subject to the people of God. Then now we've been run over and ripped over and practically spit in your face. But it doesn't matter. I'm in the battle. See? And I wrote here, I put all these scriptures where the Holy Ghost is poured out. The churches out here are telling everybody they've got the Holy Ghost, and brother, they don't have the Holy Spirit.
No.
And I don't know if hardly any of them will get it in this hour.
No.
But I know one thing, there's a bride, and they got oil in their vessels. I got oil, Holy Spirit. And the night God baptized me in the Holy Spirit in 47 in January, that quick, I didn't have no understanding before. That quick, God let me know two times in my life, and the first time I was ever caught, I didn't even know it until that time. First time I was 7 years old, my grandma's farm up near Yelp in Fargo, Michigan, just a little boy. See, God calls people from before they're even born. God calls his people. Brother, I'm just a weak vessel. I'm not worth nothing. But if he's going to use me, he'll use me. My prayer is simple anymore. I don't say many words. I say, Father, I pray for the will of thy Holy Spirit in my life. I know what I am. I'm not no strong, big person. I don't have no strength to fight Satan or anything else. But the Holy Spirit does. I'm not smart enough to oppose Satan, but the Holy Spirit is. And that's what I got here. And I said there, Jesus said and taught. And what Jesus said in St. John 7, chapter 37, 34, he that hungered thirst, did he say?
Yeah.
And right shall be filled. And Jesus said, it's expedient that I go away. If I don't go away, the Holy Ghost is not going to come. There's no power in this gospel if you don't come into the Holy Ghost. That's the power. That's the eternal life, the living waters. Jesus said, he that believeth on me, as the Scriptures have said, you believe on the one, all the prophets wrote with God. If you believe on the one, well, I'm crucified and I raise again, I'm going to pour out living waters. And that's what he did. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, Jesus said in St. John the 7th chapter 37, 38, 39 verse, out of his belly shall flow forth rivers of living water. This spake in the Spirit, which they should, that they, the Spirit which they that believe in him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given. There's no other religion on this planet. No other religion on this planet that has living water. Brother, I know him through the power of the Holy Spirit. And brother, I hear people say, well, I serve God or else this and that. I got news, brother. I don't know them people. All these years, brother, I felt God. I've had hard times and this and that, but I still... Brother, I wake up in the Holy Spirit. I go to sleep in the Holy Spirit. He brings things to my mind. There's not a moment in my life since I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit that I am not in his presence. Brother, that is the power of the gospel. God showed me the night he filled me with the baptism of the Holy Spirit in Pontiac, Michigan, January 1947, that's been what? Pretty close to 50 years ago. Won't be a couple more years, it'll be 50 years. Right, Brother Davis? He's real. He's real to me now as he ever was. And brother, this hour is enough to kill anything. This is such a dead, morbid, low-to-seeing hour. You go to the Pentecost church, if you're in God, they can't take you. One of us are Trinity, they can't take you. If you're in God. Brother, you're like the old prophet. Elijah says, he said, I'm all alone, God. God said, there's 3,000 more of you said just like you out here. But buddy, you feel like you're all alone. Don't you, brother? It's not the Dutch in this hour if you didn't know him. But he's coming for a bride. That is not looking for it. All they've got the oil in. That oil is the Holy Spirit. By one Spirit, the Apostle Paul said, we are baptized into one body. They say, oh, you're splitting up the body of Christ and you teach any in God. No, they're not in it. They're not in it. They're going to come to a white throne judgment. I don't know who's going to save you that, but I'm talking about a bride. Resurrection, first resurrection. First resurrection. 11th chapter of Hebrews. There were some said they didn't even want to keep their lives. They could have been saved. They said they wanted to have a better resurrection. That was on the Old Testament saints. Cain killed Abel. Abel couldn't have killed Cain. He was a child of God. The Bible says he's a prophet. He was the seed of God. And Cain is the seed of Satan. He's not right. And the world's loathed without our arm belief. Chosen the darkness. Man, if I tell old brother Jim Jones today, I said, Jim, if I give out free beer, I'd have a place loaded.
Oh, man, yeah.
Free meal. And I'm not knocking the beer, but I'm just saying, if I give out free beer, I'd load the place up. But that doesn't matter. I know the hour we're in. Praise God. Praise God. Sister Norma, you want to be prayed for, your sign, you come up here and sit here, and Brother Davis, Sister Davis will pray for you. She's had some, since they come up from Texas, they've She's having trouble with her upper respiratory.